see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry, cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this show. Brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. And we're here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Bible studies 8 to 9. Monday through Fridays. And you're welcome. Other places we're played is highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. Owned by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He's got sponsors there up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Operates several towers up in that area. And check his website out. And we played my broadcast and Bible studies are played there randomly. And also visit his website. He's got sponsors that you can use in that those three states, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And give him some support. And appreciate it. Family, today I'm going to continue on with the National Police Force and the North American Union as it all applies. And in doing this, I'm going to also talk about why would people even think about supporting it. Those concepts covers a lot of area on how to get a population to put away the old that we're used to and accept a new dictatorship. That's what it amounts to being for the sixth time. Since 1932, they've tried this out. This is not new. Americans don't know this. There is a program, if I can remember the name of it, Network News something. At the beginning of it, there's a debate, and one of the newscasters is sitting on a panel, and that America's the greatest country. And he says, no, it's not the greatest country. That shocks everybody. Then he goes to tell why it's not the greatest country in the world. Well, anyway, one of the panelists on there says why he thought America was the greatest country in the world. And his answer was freedom, and we have freedom. Well, you know, and then, of course, the commentary of the newscaster that's telling the truth is, well, there's a lot of other countries that have the same kind of freedom. So what makes us special? You say, well, the fact is we don't have freedom. We never did. We still don't. It's a facade since 1776. Yeah. That's the truth, actually. It's been kept from us all this time. Our freedom has been a facade. The whole history of our country, colony, and so is Canada, British Israel, and Australia. They don't have freedom either, although it appears they do. They think they do. We think we do, but we don't. Licenses, income tax. You know why you pay income tax? Really? After all, corporations pay income tax. Why do we, as American sovereign citizens, which we're not, pay income tax? Because we're not. We are corporations. John Jones, I'm talking to John, that's two first names, isn't it? Not necessarily. John Jones over there says he has freedom, but in reality he's paying income tax. If he doesn't pay it, and he's a business owner, or his personal income tax, he doesn't pay that either, he's going to jail if they decide to do it. So why are we paying income tax as individuals? Because each individual, let's say hypothetically, I don't know the exact number, but 350,000 Americans, citizens. Well, there's 350 million Americans. Well, there are also, since the day you're born, you can also say there's 350 million corporations, dummy corporations, bonded for $1 million each. So go 1 million times 350 million. From the day you're born, you're $1 million. You're $1 million worth, 1 million in your own personal account that you don't even know about. To bond you as a slave to pay back a national debt since 1929. You're collateral, instruments. FDR confirms this as instruments. Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson confirmed the scam that we were put in 1920s. I got the actual wording from Woodrow Wilson's diary. They confirmed this fraud, 1920s. And it was put in order in 1929. It began. Every American citizen is bonded as a slave at $1 million to pay off your debts that you don't know about. And your work you do is done to pay back the debt. You are collateral in the bank loan that goes back, collateral 1859, 13 states, back to 1789, our national capital is collateral. Collateral runs out every 70 years. And this is the truth. People don't know that. And they had to have a remedy for that they didn't tell you about, to pay off your debt because you have no money. The money was taken off the gold standard in 1933 by FDR. And by 1939, 1943, he was planning a military dictatorship to integrate us into the New World Order in 1943. That's what World War II was about, and also to establish Israel. Man, people have no idea what the history really is. So you could actually draw off of that $1 million times interest for as long as you've lived by a program called Accepted for Value. But they never told you about that until 2006. People started figuring it out. Lecturers went around trying to explain to people how to draw off on it to pay off your house. Boom, just like that. Pay off your car. Boom, just like that. And pay off debt. Boom, just like that. But it was a very tedious, complex submission to the IRS to get your money to pay off everything because you had no money. You were slaves. So they had to bond you for $1 million. That's how they've done it. And they explain it. I got the actual quote. Mandel House to when he controlled Woodrow Wilson. Yes, when he controlled Woodrow Wilson. Alter ego. Look it up. We're slaves today. Well, they're getting ready to cash in. You're bought and sold on the stock market by your name. That's where they get the sovereign citizen from. They think, they believe the sovereign citizens, they get their, you know, capital letters on your birth certificate and then get it sovereign. That means you're controlled by the state, the feds. Then you get your sovereign citizen status. You're pulled away from the from this debacle. And you declare yourself a sovereign citizen. I'm a natural man. That's another placating bunch of nonsense. Because when they declare martial law, which they will, all that don't mean nothing. Man means zero. So there's another play. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. He is a solution. The only solution you got. And people, these patriot groups and Tea Party and all this stuff, man, they don't have a clue one. If people could only explain it to them. But nobody's doing it. Some places maybe, but not on a mass scale. Everybody else, 90%, give or take, are going about their daily routine, watching TV, going to play golf at Hilton Head, or they're watching some sports nonsense, and they're betting on this, and betting on, they're waiting for the Super Bowl next year, you know, and keeping up with the Joneses, and living day to day, and going to proms, whatever. But they're not, they don't understand what's getting ready to come down in their head. They have no idea. It's going to be a big surprise, unfortunately. That's why you start praying now. Get closer to Jesus Christ, because it's a supernatural war we're in. There's no way around it. No human could ever think this up. It is not possible over the generations in continuity. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I'm anxious to get started here. And I have to go by discernment, because today I'm not sure which direction I'm going to take. That's how it works. That's how it works. Every broadcast is kind of like that. Today especially. Because I'm going to try to summarize a very complex operation about the North American Union and the setup for the National Police Force. It's already done. And explain to you, not only that, but the rest of this week, how they've got us to accept it and not realize it. Boy, Tavistock did their job, let me tell you. But it's for nothing, because they will not succeed on the long term. It's only a short-term venture that they have. It will fail. But in the meantime, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. I think Elvis said that, didn't he? Did you know Elvis was part of this? Did you know that Elvis was a Hindu? Bet y'all didn't know that, did you? Him and rock and roll and Beatles, they were the start of it. Trained by Tavistock. Y'all didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that Elvis was Hindu. Yeah, buddy. That's what that scarf was all about. That's what he disappeared for a while to regenerate his Hindu beliefs and all that stuff. He was part of this. To change the music, you change the people. I'd say it worked pretty well, wouldn't you? My blue suede shoes. Ow! Yeah, well, it changed the entire country. It changed the whole world. And I've had a hard day's night. Beatles. No, I'm not going to sing them for you. I'll spare you that. They were trained by Tavistock. Finding them in a dusty, smoky little tavern and say, wow, they're good, is the biggest bunch of baloney ever was. They were picked, chosen, trained to change a country, to change a world. And from then on, rock and roll. Akansha. That's what it's all about. The drugs came next. Clothes. Theology. School. Woodstock is all pre-planned to change the country, to bring in the New World Order, the North American Union, for at least two more generations. Almost three, probably. That's what has happened. And it's worked to a certain extent. Each generation of even Tavistock planning and for the next one. But their success will be short-lived. No pun intended. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, thank you today. Father, we come together before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We pray today, Lord, before you. And Father, today especially, this week, Lord, to guide our thoughts, our spirits toward the truth, with discernment and wisdom. Father, protect us from the supernatural influence. And Father, most importantly, we pray on the full armor of God. Because Father, we see the darkness coming, but the light is above, but the darkness is yet to come, for judgment to come down upon it. It must show its face. Father, we pray on that belt of truth. That, Lord, that is centered and circled by our truth, by your truth, Lord, by your truth, above all human understanding, that your truth cuts through the darkness to give us the opportunity to sound the alarm as watchmen should, that the truth will come out, and that we're held up by the truth of your living word. Father, we pray on that breastplate of righteousness. That, Father, is an everyday battle. That we need that breastplate of righteousness to protect our vital organs, our inner man, inner human, to cover our integrity, our spirit and soul, guard our hearts, for it's a wellspring of life. Strengthen and guard the most vulnerable places in our life, which is what's right and good and noble. That we won't receive, will not receive a fatal blow that's coming from this enemy of which we have to contend with. That the cistern will keep turning, will be open to pump blood through our system, to the golden bowl, for the connection of the silver cord in Ecclesiastes 9:12, that Lord, or 12:9, that Lord, that silver cord will be strengthened. We pray on the gospel shoes of peace, to stand in the shoes of your good news and gospel, and the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, who's our solid rock, of which there lies no church, no religion, but only Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that guides the whole world. But Father, we pray for divine appointments to lead those to Jesus Christ, and away from false religions and false worships, false gods, that Jesus Christ is the only true way. Because, Father, all other ground is sinking sand and temporary. And we pray we'll not slip or fall, that our feet will be firmly fitted on your lordship, Jesus Christ. And receive your peace. And from the sole of our feet to the crown of the head. Father, we pray on, or pray the shield of faith in our hands right now. And we take up that shield of faith. And that the shield, that we have the faith that will extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched from the enemy to us. We'll take it down. We'll deflect it. That these arrows and darts come at us spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And Lord, to stop every attempt of the enemy to destroy our joy, and we ask that the faith in you will just make it flame out. And give us courage to face our fears by choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. To protect our minds, Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation. that this might protect us from thoughts that can lead us astray. And Lord, we pray that you protect us from being double-minded. Give us discernment and wisdom that we can see through the dark clouds. And protect our minds. Golden bowl, which is a command center for the rest of the body. And that to be saturated with the mind of Christ and nothing outside. And last but not least, Lord, that to bring us together, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, as found in the King James Bible. And Lord, that we pray in this offensive weapon, not defensive, Lord, but offensive weapon. And we pray it into our hands and ask that your Word will come out of us, be fit for every encounter we face. That the Word of God can be written on our hearts. And give us that insight and wisdom and skill to weld this Word of God spoken in season, out of season, to inflict pain against the enemy. And for those, Lord, that may open up, that the Holy Spirit will bind on their hearts, to give them the opportunity to become born again too. That we pray for our enemies. And Lord, it's not an easy thing to do in this secular world. But Father, give us the sword of the Spirit to cut through the wiles of the devil. That we may discern the schemes of his enemy when he's near. We thank you, Lord, for the spiritual weapons of armor, prayer that you've given us. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And you will refute every tongue that accuses us. And thank you, Father, that we're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. We pray for Sarah and her personal plight today. Lord, you know the details, and we pray for her today too. She's in need of that spirit, of that hope, of that power. We pray for the others, Lord, we've prayed for in the past, of healing, bringing families together, and for protection in their new walk with Jesus Christ. In all these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I guess the best place to start is just start talking. That would work in the broadcast, wouldn't it? You wouldn't want to hear me breathe all day now, would you? Family, you know, I got very strange concepts that I throw at you all, but everything I tell you, I have a study for and research that anybody can find. If I find it, you can. I share my research. I don't hold anything copyrighted and all that nonsense. I'm not here to gain anything personal from what I put out on the radio. I don't use this radio for personal gain at all. I realize if I was in another network and they say, well, it's going to cost $50 an hour, well, I'd have to do something. But God's got to where I pay for it. I fund it. So I don't commercialize my broadcasts. If I wanted to start an internet business, and that's separate. If I wanted to do a fish hook business, whatever, I don't know. I don't do that. But I do that, but I'm not going to advertise on the radio when I do my broadcast. I don't use God's word, and there's nothing wrong with it. Some people have to for to operate, to pay the bills, light bill, and all that stuff. They got to do it. But it's not my calling to do that. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. There's not at all. Sometimes you have to. But in my case, it's not the case. I don't do CDs and DVDs and books and all that. Because if I did, I'd be advertising that book, and that takes away from me advertising the King James Bible. And I said to myself one day, I said, you know, I was going to write a book, and actually you can find the time chronology of events that I started to write a book about 5 years ago, 4 years, 3 years ago, 3 years ago. And I said, wait a minute. You know, that's just not me. That's just not me. I said, I found this information from these books. The darn books have been written. Bill Cooper wrote books. William G. Carr wrote books. Nesta Webster wrote books. I said, I used them. I just point people in the direction they use them. I'm not here to get my name out there. Because I know that those folks on the international, like O'Reilly, Beck, all these guys, they're controlled by the Illuminati and the Jesuits. That's where they get their international appeal. That's where that comes from. Because the truth was written by William G. Carr. The truth was written by Bill Cooper. Nesta Webster. You ever heard of them before? No, you haven't. Some of you have because you heard about me. William T. Still. Has that changed a thing by their books? No. It's made people knowledgeable. But only those that are conspiracy researchers. So I just decided one day, I'm just not going to write any book and publish it and all that stuff. I just point people in the direction where I went and do your research. And I focus on the Word of God in the King James Bible. That's the book I push. You see? What am I telling you that for? I don't know. But anyway, so I guess I'm going to tell you some crazy things today that's all true, but some things you need to know. You know, God keeps this conspiracy of world revolutionary movement. It's been going on since Nimrod till today, and it'll continue on to the 7-year tribulation, to the Antichrist and the false prophet actually appear. It started at Nimrod. That's quite a long time. It's many thousands of years. Mankind couldn't do this. It is the conspiracy of Satan, supernatural beings that are carrying this on, using human subjects as their servants. So that means that all of your hierarchy, kings and queens and popes and whatever else, are nothing more than mere servants of evil entities that control everything they do. And if they, human beings that work for these supernatural beings, get out of step, they're just going to kill them. It's not a problem. And take their soul. That's how it really works. So your kings and queens, Elizabeth, Hitler, all your presidents that are members of the Merovingian bloodline, your popes, your kings, and all these, no matter which country, all of them, are bloodline. Same families. They keep inbred marrying. So they don't lose their inheritances. They're not scattered out among the heathen. That'd be us, and Gentiles, and infidels, and whatever else they want to call Goyim. So they don't marry outside their family. If they do, they have to kill the offspring. Did you hear what I said? Hence, Diana was pregnant with a non-Merovingian baby. Bruce Lee changed his name to L-double-E, was Bruce Lai, L-I, which is a member of the Chinese royal family in, China, that links up with the Breakspears, Aldo Bernardini, these guys. The Lai family didn't like that Bruce Lee, who was supposed to come into the movie industry, that's what it's all about, be a Freemason and all that. It didn't work out so well. He married a Caucasian woman. He changed his name. And he started teaching the secrets of martial arts where he wasn't supposed to. And he got away from the Illuminati family, and they killed him at 33 years old or so. That's what that was all about. And his son, Brandon, Diana, many others that you won't even know about, that was trying to escape from the Illuminati family bloodline to get away from it, they had to die. They cannot let that DNA get outside their family bloodlines. It's a different DNA than humankind's have. Nephilim. Possession. And even Bruce Lee admitted a lot of his expertise, his physical abilities came from being possessed. I'm sorry, but he admits this. Not my fault. Not legend. It's fact. Because of his bloodline. Family, you understand how deep this really goes? What's the point? The point is, God keeps them at bay. If they were in control, we'd already be in a new world order. But they're not in control. Only up to a certain point. And once we turn away from God, totally, by changing the laws of the land, to go against the Bible. See, the laws of the land and the rulership are supposed to abide by the Bible. That's where the coronation oath comes from and overseas. That's where the Constitution, all that's based on the Bible, even though it's never been to effect. It's been a facade all along. But the laws of the land gives people the opportunity to do the right thing. But now you change the laws of the land to go against the Bible, that takes away the opportunity that people have and the rulership to go against the Bible. Y'all ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah? I bet you have. You got it now? So, why do you think Israel was destroyed in 70 AD? Why do you think Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed? Why do you think the world was destroyed by flood when it was one land, one piece of property, one piece of land? It was never divided during the days of the flood, but sure did after. That's another story. I ain't going there tonight. Churches aren't telling you the truth. Book of Enoch doesn't tell you the truth either. That book is heresy. It only tells you the truth about the fallen angels. That's where it stops. That book of Enoch is trash. It's got truth in it, yes. It's designed to defame the Bible. And it does, actually. The book of Enoch is not even mentioned in the Bible. The prophecy of Enoch is mentioned in Jude. But there's nowhere in the Bible mentions the book of Enoch. It just talks about the prophecy of Enoch. They try to trick you into thinking that the Bible says the book of Enoch in the Bible. It does not. It says the book of Jasher. But the book of Jasher is just a man who followed God that wrote his book based on the scriptures. That's all that is. It was not inspired by God. You see how tricky they are? What's the point? The point is that the more we pull away from God, the more reign Satan has on this earth, which will be temporary, of course. Which leads us to the 7-year tribulation and his introduction as the bringing in his false prophet, Sananda, and the Antichrist, which the body he'll take mid-tribulation. His kingdom reign of revived Holy Roman Empire is the world government that's coming. Well, the North American Union is part of this. One-tenth of it? So before 1950, Brock Chisholm was a great big part of this. Here comes the crazy part. Now, I haven't told you the crazy part yet. So before 1950... From 1776 to 1950. You got that range? Yeah. They needed us here in America to be powerful. They needed us to be strong militarily. And they want us to be Christian over here. But controlled Christianity, which is a religion, but deviated from the actual Bible. Hence, watered down versions of the Roman Catholic Church. That's all it was. It's facade. Fake. Always has been. Individuals that prayed, yes. We've been placated as a colony for 200 years plus. But here's the main point. Main point is, I got a lot of points, don't I? Is they've used us as proven over and over. And even on my broadcast, I've proven myself. I've brought people that's proven. General Butler and a lot of others that proves without a doubt. They have used us as bullies in the world. With us thinking we're doing the right thing, they set up the wars. They set up the vilification of certain leaders that do not take bank loans. They vilify them, say they're a dictatorship. We go in, kick their butt, and come out. And when we're done, it goes right back to the globalists. And they say, now, are you going to sign these papers for this debt? Or are we going to send the Marines back in at you? Now, so the Marines, as Marines, we are told this is a bad government and all this. Let's go in and kick their butt and give them democracy. That's what we do. We thought we were doing the right thing. But as Butler in his treatise, War is a Racket, concludes and confirms, we've done nothing but establish commercialized interest of Standard Oil, the sugar industries, the fruit companies, and we didn't know. For generations, we didn't know. We've always thought we would fight for freedom. So you can't blame the American servicemen, doggone it. When they come back from war, they thought they were doing the right thing. And they had to fight for their survival. They didn't go over there to kill. They went over there, well, that's what we do, but went over there with the thought of protecting your family, protecting your country. Didn't know we were lied to by even our generals. Oh, yeah. Because they're Knights of Malta, liars. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars are liars. They take a blood oath to Satan. If you don't believe me, you look it up and you read it. Gerald Boykin, Rick Joyner, or Knights of Malta, Oliver North, pray for their repentance. The family, they took blood oaths. And the secret society is taking oath to Lucifer. Knights Templar, Rhodes Scholars, with facade of being patriots, absolutely or not. And all of them, in every generation, have been heading toward the New World Order and a military dictatorship, heading toward a North American Union of sort, even back in 1943. And they have not achieved it publicly yet. Because guess what? God's in control. They learn every step. But why is God allowing this to happen? Why does a supernatural God allow this to happen? It's to ferret out those that are goats and the sheep, the wheat and the tares, to give people the opportunity before the hammer falls to make your choice of whose side you're on. If the reward of this world is more, you're going to go the wrong way. Not about prestige. It's not about power. It's about heart. It's about love. It's about following Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Satan offers all the other. Well, specifically, the Oscars. Your favorite parking place and raises and Carnegie, Nobel Peace Prize. All these things are rewards, monetarily, trophies, rank, little doodads, knick-knack, paddywhacks on your coats and uniforms and all this to keep us all tied up, to keep us all humanized and not supernaturalized. That's how it works. The humble, the meek shall inherit the earth. There's no doubt about that. Well, I've been on both. I've been on this side. I've been a Marine for 12 years and worked in government contracting, et cetera, overseas and anti-terrorist activities and so forth and so on. So I'm not speaking just as a Saturday morning quarterback. I'm talking about being in the middle of it myself. Congo, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo. All in a period from 1995 to 2007. Overseas contracting. I've seen it out there. That's why I became a whistleblower. That's why a lot of my contracts ended short. Because I can't back down. I don't. When I get started, I'm not going to stop. And I've received personal problems about it. Terminations from positions. But I had to accept that as a consequence. I ain't backing down. You will receive the wrath of man, let me tell you what. But my personal decision was I can't stop. I'm not going to. I don't back down on anybody. Except Jesus Christ. I'll back down a heartbeat if I get too mouthy or whatever, or away from the scriptures, and God says in the book, boy, and I say, yes, sir. He's the only one. Because I was doing things wrong most of my life. Following the wrong God that I was following. Made the wrong decisions. But I made the right ones when I went against their lies and their political nonsense. I'd do it again over and over. I probably wouldn't get a job again with them, though. Yeah, okay, anyway. Inside joke. But in any case, I'm going to get to the point here. God keeps it even keel by intervening at crucial times to keep the Illuminati at odds with each other. You see? He keeps them always fighting with each other. Until the final throw, the great earthquake after this period of prosperity that's coming, the New World Order will be taken down, but by God alone. There's nothing they can do about it. But another point I want to make, and some of the military won't like this at all, because I sure didn't like it, but here's the fact. And I guess I've mentioned this before, another broadcast, but I'm going to say it again at the risk of being redundant. We go through all this training, tactics, at every level of lieutenant to captain, one level, AWS, to major, colonels, command staff college, amphibious warfare school, to command staff colleges for generals and colonels, whatever else. It's all for doggone nothing. You know why? Because every war is pre-planned to take place with some kind of incident to give it plausible deniability that started because that set-up incident called a false flag. The outcome of the war is already determined before you ever go to combat. The outcome of the war is already determined before you go to combat. It don't matter what tactics you use. It don't matter if you win the battle. It don't matter. They've already got the determination who's going to win after it's over. Every war has happened that way. Every single war since 1700s. Until now. The only time they had a snafu was in 1943 when they didn't achieve the New World Order. Hitler went one way. God intervened. Yamamoto stopped the attack on Pearl Harbor when he wasn't supposed to. Hitler went haywire and went west instead of coming to the east. Like he's working with, in coordination with Churchill. And FDR? Oh, yeah, you heard me right. Oh, yeah. FDR was playing a dictatorship in America using U.S. forces. I got a direct quote from him, from his own diary. I mean, from his own quote, his own words. Yes, sir. Well, God intervened and said, nope, it ain't going to happen. He turned Hitler over to his lusts and power. Yamamoto just quit. The attack on Pearl Harbor didn't take it like it's supposed to. Someone got word and sent the aircraft carriers out. They knew they wouldn't win on that case. See, God intervenes. That's the point. God intervenes every single time. He keeps them just on the verge of thinking they're going to win, and he intervenes, and they don't. But he doesn't take them out yet. There's not time for the return of Jesus to this earth yet. Whatever reason, that's God's business, not mine. He always intervenes when there ain't time yet. That's the major point. But on a secular level, the wars are won after the battles are finished. The wars are won and lost at the negotiation table. It don't matter what battles you won, how many people you lost, doesn't matter. It's when the leaders get together and negotiate at the table, and guess what? All leaders are under control of the New World Order. So by rules of engagement inflicted upon commanders in the field, we'll know why they're doing that. Why won't they let us attack supply lines? Got a call from Washington said we can't do it. Why? Why are we blockading Chiang Kai-shek from crossing over? Why are we doing that using our own fleet? Rules of engagement are designed to slow down or speed up progress so that their plans will come to fruition. And using Gillian dialectic, instances that they create that changes the movement on the battlefield, or control of supply that they control just like that to keep the battle at a steady pace. So their plans will go to fruition. No matter who dies, they don't care. They make money off every dead soldier, Marine anyway. And we're talking every government. Our own government has been against us all along. As the European government has been against their citizens all along. In Canada, in Australia, and Russia, and China. Because they all work together at the secret society level. That's where they make the plans. That's where the wars are won and lost. Or should I say, winner assigned. Not really lost, actually. That's how it really works. So another point. All our training and all our tactics doesn't make any difference. The generals that are in the right and really aren't into this New World Order may win some of the battles, but they're allowed to. We have some generals knew this back then. Oh, I tell you, Chester Puller, Patton. That's why they murdered Patton. He wanted to go against them and keep on going to Russia. They said, no, you can't do that. Because they knew they had to use Russia, and now the communists specter the enemy as the next alternative enemy. So they couldn't allow Patton to go on into Russia, because he knew he was going to have to anyway. And he wasn't going to stop. They had to kill him to shut him up. What that was all about. Y'all get it now? Commanders, you former generals? You don't believe me? Oh, please contact me. I'll show you. I'm sure with your expertise you can find out yourself. And you'll know you never find out anything from your friend who's a former general that's a Knights of Malta. He'll lie to your teeth. He'll lie to his dying mother because it's a blood oath to tell lies. It's not right. That's how they do it. Skull and Bones, Secret Society, Skull, all those. Yep. That's the reality of the world we live in. But theirs is temporary. It will be destroyed. Now, back to what I was saying. They build us up to 1950 to be a military powerhouse. And what happened? What's going on? We lost, we come to a neutral position in Korea? Against North Korea? What? What's the deal here? How'd that happen? And we, 10 years in Vietnam, we could have wiped that place out, turned in the, let the right leadership take over and rebuild it. No time flat. What happened? 10 years? Come on now. Restricted from going after the enemy? Not bombing their supply lines? Not firing? What happened? Because we weren't allowed to, that's why. And that was designed to kill off our veterans with cancer. Agent Orange, glycerol. It's all pre-planned now. All right, leading up to military powerhouse up to 1950. 1960, anti-war, drugs, all kinds of stuff, Woodstock, change of religion, rock and roll music, everything changed. It's time to take down this powerhouse called America. Why? To integrate them into the North American Union, which will be integrated into the world government. So to do this, we got to degrade everything. Education, military training, equipment, and do it subtly so we'll never get caught at it. We have to do it from the inside. Because they know, they know, if there was a traditional invasion of the United States to take it over, they'd get their honey books kicked all the way back to the ocean. They have no idea. They're going to mess with people down in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and Alabama, Mississippi, former veterans in Texas, Arizona, California. Places, you come over here, you're putting your hand in a bee's nest with some really angry bees. So they had to do it from the inside using the secret societies. To get us to the point, over several generations, to go after the youth, to change their minds on a long-term plan, to medicate, mass medication, change education, degrade sovereignty, infest America with all the aliens possible. It works that way in every country. I got a direct quote from FDR about just that. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Well, after all, that's exactly what they're doing in Scandinavia. That's why they moved. The intelligence agencies and the Jesuits moved Arabs, Muslims, into Scandinavia. It was as a jihad, moved there for that purpose, to take down their sovereignty. You take one culture, move it into another, when they get around 200,000, give or take, then you start changing the rituals, holidays, statues, customs of that country that's targeted. That's how it works. That's by design. It's not accidental at all. To bring the world order together, you must have chaos. Then you can bring order because people are tired of chaos. It may take a generation. It may take a year. Depends how quickly you can move another culture into another culture. Organize radical groups within it. And then organizations to change the law. We don't like because you fly the Norwegian flag. It disturbs us. Well, I guess we'll just have to fly it somewhere. That's how they work it. That's what's going on today in America. I look at the big picture, not the small one. The big picture, and this is the big picture. So now to get us to a North American Union, they must degrade our sovereignty, our nuclear family, our, well, religion, by step, plan by plan, working on the next generation. To bring in the national police force. Because individual police forces have individuals. And they're not really chosen except for their expertise. But a national police force is a whole different ballgame. A national police force will be under one training. one mind under their control. They're individuals, handpicked. And they won't be Christian, let me tell you what. Now, the cops today, if you were to go up and say this to them, they'd think you're crazy because they don't have a clue about it. FBI will be eliminated. They won't need the FBI anymore. This is documented in their objectives. You tell this to an FBI agent, you think you're crazy. Well, if you tell him that FBI will be eliminated in New World Order, it is an absolute fact. They don't know this yet. Because they won't need them. I also believe, now this is not my idea or inspiration, but I've heard, and now after reviewing it and looking at other areas of my own research, I tend to concur with it, that the National Park Service, I do agree, has been one of the receiving ends of the National Police Force. The National Police Force will be occupied, or manned, we'll say, by former felons nationwide. The minimum number will be 185,000 plus of former felons. I touched upon this yesterday. You see, using felons goes back to Hitler. They're beholden to those that released them from prison. They're beholden to those that train them, gives them money, which is what they've been doing, give them jobs, and train them in today the Christian Identity Program, ADL, Blackwater, assigned to private security agencies, government contracts, but also National Park Service. You see, that's not looked at very much, huh? You got a National Park Service, well, guess what? Federal park services can be used as staging grounds for the European soldiers that are here already, Spetsnaz, Russian special forces, and Chinese forces when they start putting on their uniforms. They're already here since 1993. Set up 1978 on a commercial enterprise cover by Jimmy Carter, when he signed a treaty in 1977 to pull out of the Panama Canal. That's what that was all about. Left a vacuum in the Panama Canal when Americans pulled out with a treaty over a long period of time, beginning in the 1970s. Jimmy Peanut Farmer Carter, he was part of this. He's one evil individual, just like FDR. He is no more Christian than Queen Bee Ant out there whatsoever. They're Luciferians. So the plan was for Americans to pull out of the Panama Canal, leaving a vacuum of jobs. Chinese would then, on agreement, move in so they'd be accepted by the Panamanians because they bring the jobs in where Americans left. From Panama, they gain access to Mexico. Why? To start building underground military bases for the invasion. That's why the State Department has a very porous, no pun intended there in the words, border control by design to allow the Islamists from Guantanamo, to allow Islamists, communists from Venezuela and Colombia to come up through Mexico, through the border, they get jobs, they go to a Chinese restaurant or whatever. I don't know, work is something. In Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, Oregon, until the day sounds that they said, now we're going to do it next week. Get the word out. They put the uniform on and all of a sudden they're already here. That's what is set up. Fellow, that was planned in 1943 of a new direction back then and another way of doing it, but it failed to happen. Well, now they're doing it again this time. It's set up by 1999. That failed to happen. That's what Y2K was all about. Didn't happen, did it? So we're 15 years overdue for the last time they attempted this. 2009 was going to be a flu pandemic, declare martial law, but that failed too. Obama failed on that one. That's where they had all the vaccinations get ready to go. That didn't happen either. They'll never stop until they're totally destroyed. So they're going to wait to the right time. You know why they destroyed Detroit and Dearborn, Michigan, from its former prosperity period? Do you notice that Detroit is completely destroyed, right? Dearborn, Michigan, totally destroyed from what it used to be. Let me tell you why. Because the plan was to use both Dearborn and Detroit as Muslim safe houses. That's why I have so many Muslims in Dearborn and Detroit. So they come out of Guantanamo and infiltrate through Mexico and other places, head straight to Dearborn, Michigan. That's their safe houses. They get organized and then head out throughout the United States. Chinese, Costco, Commercial Enterprise, Long Beach Naval Base, thanks to Clinton. Look up Chinagate. Breakspear, Lee family. Yeah, that was all connected. It's every bit connected together. Commercial Enterprise cover in Long Beach Naval Base in California, 1990s. Panama Canal after the 70s. Destroy from the inside by our own American secret society members. Because they know they can't take down America without a fight that they won't win. So do it from the inside and work out. It's called a fifth column strategy. Yep, buddy. That's what they think they got planned. So now the Park Service, bringing former felons in who will later become the National Police Force, would already be in the National Forests. And the National Forest, they'll set up places that they can have their pre-positioned supplies, equipment, and you can't go there. Have they not taken over several national forests already? Like 5,000 acres? Trains going through it near those areas? Yeah, I wonder why. Isn't that sneaky? I tell you what. That's about as sneaky as Junior Samples and BR-549. Used car sales. Well, so you see, family, little by little, they're setting up the North American Union, a national police force, take over. Now, they always test it out. That's where the American police force comes from. Around 2010, in Hardin, Montana. Now, here's how they work. Once a unit, a group, organization, movement, whatever has been identified as subversive, connected, they just change the name. And that's all they do. They just change the name. Back in the 90s, there's reports I'd found from certain militia guys and others that I wanted to confirm before I say anything about it. I don't have first-hand knowledge of them, but I did a lot of research on the ones that did have knowledge of it. And at one time, back in the 90s, early 90s, they had what's called the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force. Back in the 90s, after 1989, around March 89, the federal government started extorting resources from a lot of the United States members. 50 states at the same time, within a short period of time, by passing laws and authorizing the use of federal funding to convert local state forces into national police forces. Now, I got some reports from several I'd found. They got my ideas on this. I mean, my knowledge of this from actual militia members that were talking about it back in early 90s. And very credible sources. So I said, well, that's not enough. So I started looking other places. And a lot of it's confirmed in other areas. They have changed the name of the multi-jurisdictional task force to a U.S. stability force. You even have a PDF on it recently. They simply changed the names. That's all they do. For example, in 1908, you had a way they controlled the churches was by the Federal Council of Churches, funded by the Rockefellers. That's a fox in the hen house, ever was one. The Federal Council of Churches was a communist, subversive organization, as deemed so by naval intelligence in 1936. Actually, Manuel Josephson, Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto. Everything I've got is documented in one way or another. Quote, quote his book, Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto, Manuel Josephson, 1955. He also has a copy of The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. Science of Government Founded on Natural Law by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. Is a reprint of that actual document, and that document was given to Karl Marx to plagiarize to come up with the Communist Manifesto, which established the basis for the Bolshevik Revolution, and Wall Street funded it. I'd say it's high level, wouldn't you? Well, anyway, quote, whenever under attack, the Rockefellers made such philanthropic gestures, particularly to religion. In the early part of the century, following the outraged outcry of the nation at the brutal Colorado Fuel and Iron massacre of their workers, this was done by the Rockefellers, by the way, a bunch of murderers, they set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. So they kill, and then they set up a memorial of good deeds to calm the situation down. Isn't that just like Satan? Anyway. Quote, it initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. But as soon as public attention was diverted, its monies went to support of subversion and the Illuminist communist conspiracy under direction of Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L. They, quote, also launched Billy Sunday, that means funded, on his evangelical revivalism in that era, as 1920s time frame. Quote, this is 1950 now. As they're now doing with Billy Graham, Weishaupt taught his followers well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for the conspiracy. And Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy was run by kinsman John Foster Dulles. Here it comes. The Federal Council of Churches of Christ was pronounced by naval intelligence in 1936 to be one of the most dangerous, most subversive institutions in the country. Unquote. Now, when that came out by 1939, give or take, they simply changed the name of the Federal Council of Churches. Just changed it to National Council of Churches and continued their subversive activities to corrupt education, to corrupt religion, and destroy the United States, leading us into a North American Union by 1943. Y'all getting this point? I got details, man. names, dates of how these suckers operate. Now, when all that failed, they planned on using American forces, as FDR was going to do, as 40s, 50s, 60s, as the 1960s they were going to do. That's what Kent State was all about, to see if Americans would fire on American citizens. As Nixon, working with General Cushman, 1972-74, is going to use Marines to take over Washington, is going to kill Spiro Agnew. A unit from LAPD in San Diego is going to assassinate Spiro Agnew, 1972-73. That failed to happen, where they had planned it. 1984, Gio Frieda, Oliver North, Reagan, Garden Plot, Operation Garden Plot. That failed to happen. Subvert the Constitution by declaring a national emergency. Jack Brooks tried to ferret that out, but failed to do it. 84. Leading into 1990s. So here we go, 1993. So the way they're going to do it was the multi-jurisdictional task force. FEMA absorbed Nixon's plans into its own plans of FEMA, Gio Frieda, in the 1980s. Just took over. Using the same plans that Nixon set up, Executive Order 11647. 11731 and 11495 to take over the functions of government in time of a national disaster. It's not just Obama, it's all of them. Let's call it for what it is. The primary mission of the multi-jurisdictional task force was house-to-house search and seizure. Does that sound a little familiar now with the orders that come out? They can search and seizure your house and then kill your pet by design. That's what they plan on doing with your dogs. That's where they're doing it already. This is by design. ADL, Christian Identity, training those cops have been telling you about to show their control by killing the family pet. You think, oh, come on. No. Is it not going on? It's to show the despotic power of the government. This is part of the little thing to do because that brings sympathy. But brings fear as well. It shows their diabolical nature. There's a reason for it. Now they can do house-to-house seizure without a search warrant. Don't need one anyway, but they do it. You say, oh, I got you now. We do need one. No, they don't. They set you up in a heartbeat. Come on, man. Y'all wake up. Separation of categorization of men, women, and children in large numbers. Now, where have I heard that before? Oh, that guy named Adolf Hitler. Wasn't that what he did? Nazism? Well, I think so. Transferred to detention facilities. The use of those facilities for interrogation purposes. To find Christian groups. Islamic groups. Let me tell you something. They use one group to kill another. Use the next group to kill that group, and the group to kill that group. What am I talking about? Well, they're going to use atheists, Muslims, to kill Christians. When you get rid of Christians, then they're going to take the New World Order criminals and kill the Muslims. And then at the very end, and this is documented. Let me say that again. This is documented. They're going to force or kill all atheists if you don't give allegiance to Lucifer. I don't believe in Lucifer. Man, they don't care. If you don't give allegiance to Lucifer anyway, they're going to kill you. And you can hold up your sovereign citizen nonsense if you want to. They'll just put a bullet through that in your head. So this sovereign citizen little piece of paper is absolutely worthless. It's to placate you and to put you in a period of bliss of some kind. But it's all imaginary. Y'all better wake up. Atheist, Islam, will both be destroyed. It's documented. It's part of their plans. But they will use Islam, killing infidels. They'll use atheists to kill both. You see, actually, Islam and Christianity have something in common. They believe in a God of sorts, but they believe in the supernatural. But atheists don't. So they use atheists against all of them. And the New World Order finds its enemy, Islam. That's how they do it. When they're done with you, Freemason. When they're done with you, they kill you. That's a promise and a guarantee. It's documented in chapter 15 of the protocols. And it will be carried out. You can count on it. I'd be renouncing that blood oath if I was you and getting close to Jesus. Because if all you got's a prayer, that prayer is more powerful than M16. It's what people should have gone to in the first place. All I've got's a prayer, a wing and a prayer. You know what they say, the last thing? I'm all out of ammunition, man. All I got's a prayer. What? It's what they should have done all along in the first place. They always save it for last, even our cliches. Man, all I got's a prayer left. Well, that's what you should have had in the first place. We got it all backwards. It's all turned backwards. It's what we call down south, it's kind of cattywampus. Oh, brother. That's what it is. So when they take the prisons, close them down, which they're going to do, when they stop the death penalty, the felons will be happy about that. They'll be more than willing to work for the New World Order. See how it works? So detention facilities, head chopping things, and those little microwave chambers they've got, by the way, we know about them, will start eliminating people. Now, if you're born again, it won't make no difference. Let me say that again. If you're born again, it won't make no difference. Because God will evacuate you from this area. By death, you take your soul. Because when the tribulation begins, you don't want to be here anyway. They'll be left on this earth. They want this earth. Oh, they're going to get it. They're going to want it off this planet awful quick, but they can't go nowhere. When the first, second seal opens, they're going to want it off of here bad. But they won't be going anywhere. Except death on to hell. Except for those who repent. Except Jesus as Savior. That's a whole different ball game. That's where we're coming to. Well, every state in the Union around the 1990s had an NJTF police later called American Police Force. Now it's under FEMA. Now, the NJTF, they described in the 90s, was the National Guard, local law enforcement, street gangs. Street gangs converted to police services. Y'all ever heard of the Red, what's it called? The Guardian Angels up in New York? What were they? What was the Guardian Angels up in New York? What was the Black Panthers doing? What does the KKK do? They all do community service, don't they? Isn't that nice? They deliver food to the homeless, food to the hungry. That's great, that's great. But what else do? They kill. Street gangs. KKK, street gang. Black Panthers, street gang. Black Muslims, street gang. MS-13, street gang. The Red, Guardian Angels up in New York. Vigilantes. Benevolent. Helping people. Little old ladies across the street. Deter crime. Street gangs. Doing philanthropic type operations. To be accepted by the public. That's how it works. So, the Guardian Angels. Enough of the street gang members. All they had to do was change uniform. Kind of looks at it a different way, don't it? The MJTF back in the 90s was regular National Guard. There's your forces. Local law enforcement, street gangs converted to National Police Services, and they realized that they couldn't use American police, American servicemen against citizens. Local police is mixed up in good guys and bad guys, good guys. So they say, this ain't going to work either, so we've got to bring in Europeans. We've got to use felons in the police services because they have control of them and their allegiance because we got them out of prison and death row. So now, when we take over, and this will happen, they will target the good cops. They'll already know who they are in each precinct. You'll have three or four of your buddies come up to your desk or your car, and they'll say, John, all right, let's make this easy. Give us your weapon. Give us your badge. Get out of the car. That's how they're going to do it. For those cops that say, we've got to report this loss and do that, they're going to send you on a call and nobody's going to show up and you're going to get shot. Do you understand what's going on here? It's already happening. And those felons that are born again, those felons in the prisons that do not join the New World Order, they also will be executed. Heading toward the North American Union for their short stint at a New World Order. Family, it's coming. So the National Guard, the ones that's on their side and not committing suicide, 26 per day, right? Local law enforcement that are part of the felons. Street gangs converted to National Police Services. And you know, this was originally organized at one time under George Herbert Walker Bush. When President Clinton came around, he proposed a National Police Force. Which is just another name for MGTF. Today they call it the American Police Force. They changed the name. Let me tell y'all something. You mind if I tell you something? I was in Kosovo, 1999. I went in there just as the military was pulling out, just like it did Kuwait, to set up security. Well, you had every country, even America, doesn't matter, has its terrorist. Who was a terrorist in 1776? The American colonist. One man's terrorist, another man's hero. It always works in every country. Well, in Kosovo, for Albanians, you had what's called the KLA, Kosovo Liberation Army, under control by the CIA and actually being supplied by the Islamic nations as well. The KLA were, according to the Serbs, terrorists. Albanians, they were liberators. We supported the liberators against the Serbs. But, of course, Milosevic was working with the Vatican anyway. Hell, you know, America, we trained Milosevic, man, in the late 80s. We trained Milosevic to be a dictator. We trained him. Sent him back and went against him, too. Golly. Oh, shazam. Anyway, I wonder if the Albanians knew that. We trained him, worked with the Serbs on one side. They were trained, worked with the Albanians on the other. So they're KLA. KLA goes against Serbs. Okay. So now we, you know, run the Serbs out, you know, and all that sort of thing. They lied about the massacres and all that to bring us in. All right, here's the point. When they took over Kosovo and the Serbs fled Gjilane, where I worked, Pristina, etc., etc., they changed the name of the KLA to TMK. And the TMK was simply the KLA. But the TMK now, under the OSC jurisdiction, was now disaster relief, helping people, doing work and all this, community services and all this stuff. They're still the same KLA. They just changed the name. Federal Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. KLA, Liberators and Terrorists. Now they're TMK, Disaster Control and Preparation. They just changed the darn name. Well, when I got there in October, 1999, I said, where the KLA is it? Nah, Tom. I said, what? You're not supposed to call them that anymore. I said, call what anymore? The TMK is what they're supposed to call them. They're not KLA anymore. I said, I don't care. I said, they're still KLA. I can't play this game. You better play the game. I said, I can't play this game. They're KLA, okay? So I called them KLA for a long time. And that's what they do. They change the name. They continue their now covert activities. They call them the Black Eagles. Yeah. And they would attack. A genocide of Serbs began covertly. I know. They'd go in and murder an old family or an old man, old woman in a village. That village would be cleaned out. Albanians would take it. You had good Albanians, you had good Serbs. Bad Albanians, bad Serbs. You had good Americans, you had bad Americans. You had every country's got it. Every single country. That's how the Jesuits work. Pit us all against each other. I know when I took some long weekend, say, to Montenegro on the beaches, you had Serbs sitting over here, Albanians sitting over there, close by, they didn't give a hoot worth a holler. They could care less on the beaches. It didn't matter. But they go back to Kosovo, they're fighting killing each other. Go to Montenegro, Thessaloniki, and whatever, in the beaches, not even a thought. America is no different. They have balkanized us since 1972. Balkanized. What does that mean? That means divide us up. What you're going to see next is some silly excuses from these so-called governors or so-called legislators, some silly, stupid reason to secede from the union. They come up with, depends on the state, depends on what kind of false flag nonsense they're going to pop up with. But they'll have some kind of excuse. We're going to secede from the union from this Muslim president. They'll come up with all this rhetoric. It's all prescripted anyway. Oh, man, what a bunch of knotheads, man. They get paid money, too, for this acting. Some of them should be get an Oscar instead of the movie stars. But in any case, you know what they do when they secede? That balkanizes America. It's set up in 1972. Executive Order 11647, Nixon. 5 states, 10 regions to match the 10 unions. It's all 10. All they got to do is secede from the Union, destroy the United States, and we'll be divided into 4 regions. Chinese region, northwest. Mexican region, southwest. United Nations, more like the East Bible Belt area, and Canada region, northwest, northeast. Uh-huh. That's what they got planned for the North American Union. And Canada, you're part of it. Alaska will be taken over by Russia. Palin don't give a hoot. He's an Eastern Star. And Palin is a member of the Council of National Policy, a right-wing subversive group of communists. And that's a fact. Most a lot of your LaHayes, Pat Robinsons, a lot of these guys are members of the Council of National Policy. Missler, Noam Chomsky, whatever, I don't know what, member of MIT, they're all frauds. Oh, look it up. I guarantee you, promise you. And they pretend to be on your side, and they're not. LaRouche, all these guys are frauds. Ever caught and picking one of them. They're members of the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy, CNP, is linked up to the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. And the CNP, Council of National Policy, created the Tea Party movement. Oh, Ron Paul knows all about that. To ferret out those real patriots, to find out who they are, so they'll pick them up when they have to. That's what the Tea Party is all about. Y'all understand how this works? You got it? I'm not making any of this up. You connect the dots, that's what they got going on. So they need, in order to form it, the North American Union, have a national police force, and a 10-union world government, under one religion, one currency, and one currency, one government, and one religion. Step by step, and they're way past the advanced motion. So the focus on us began in 1950, and I've explained it all the way up till now. Step by step, stage by stage. Working on your children to change their values clarification to be ready to accept it when the time comes around 2020, 2025. That's their deadline. Oh, I guess I should have mentioned that. That's documented too. For their short stint of New World Orderness will be very temporary. It will not succeed on the long term whatsoever. I'm showing you how they're doing it. And I'm hoping that they hear too. So they'll see a bigger picture of what they're involved in instead of themselves being jerked around. Because what's going to happen when the street gangs launch their attack to cause chaos? Street gangs are told you have carte blanche to do what you want. But what the street gangs don't know, what I'm going to tell you, is that when they do that, you'll not have a military to stop them. Your military is scattered to 150 countries plus. 26 suicides per day. Is that effective? No. The law enforcement is being diminished by budget cuts. The hidden police force is hidden. So when they have the false sense of security that they can launch their attacks nationwide and just have anarchy, what they don't know is the UN troops already here will be told to kill every one of them. It's a double cross. And you'll plead for it. You'll beg for it. You'll, oh, thank you for saving us. New World Order. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As they wipe out the street gangs. Street gangs won't have a prayer. They have no idea what they're up against. Veterans who are part of patriot groups, you have no idea what you're up against. And when they cause you to fight each other, and they will with the microchips, Chris Kyle was shot by a Marine, not a fellow SEAL, but a fellow veteran. That's a test case, and it worked. They're going to cause you to fight each other because the microchips they put in the bodies from the vaccinations, the voice-to-skull technology, trigger words. I've already proven this. This is not science fiction. This is real. Oh, I wish somebody would do something. At least get the knowledge out. It's frustrating. Anyway. Goes back a long way, family. You're not being told the truth. The model for the MJTF police is what's called, according to Corky, called a velvet glove and iron fist. I concur with that. I've heard this in many places. I believe that Reagan talks about this as well. Yeah, he does. Unknown till it comes out. But see, the closer they get to their goal, the sooner their destruction comes down. There's no way they can win. It's impossible. Now, I found an article, and I personally talked to a Crip in Blood when I was in Chicago. Some of them aren't in agreement with the Luciferian agenda. With the other clubs, street gangs. But I know that those that's not will be killed. There'll be a change of heart, I'm sure. Agreements will be signed in the Crips and Bloods, trained and equipped and uniformed with federal funding through California. Family is nothing more than KLA and TMK all over again. Chicago will be an agreement made. Big cities, they'll close down the big population centers. Now, some of y'all may or may not remember this, but remember one thing here, that was not presented best way of clarification, but know that they show you what they're going to do before they do it. Y'all know that. On TV, movies, sitcoms, cartoons, different ways, they show you what they're going to do before they do it. Always, always that way. But done in such a way that you won't really take notice. Watch this. Do y'all recall, some of you, a movie sequence with Patrick Swayze in it called The Warriors? It was a segment of movie, about this gang called The Warriors out of Staten Island or Coney Island, that was on their way to a gathering of all the street gangs in New York that was going to be brought together by one leader. And when they all got there, the leader was shot and the Warriors were blamed for the shooting. And the rest of the movie is about them trying to get back to Coney Island and the experiences they had en route going the subways and all that. That's the gist of the movie. Well, the point is, in the movie called The Warriors, is 1970s, 1980s, Patrick Swayze was a young guy, very, very young in this movie. That was what we're talking about. The street gangs were going to combine into one. That was a foreshadowing of what's coming. Made it in the storyline. That's how they do it. Because the storylines of the movies, of the sitcoms, are played out like scenarios right in front of your eyes. When they get to pull off a false flag, do you not notice they have a training exercise going at the same time? Every single time. Always a training exercise next by. That way they can plan it and you not know about it. Isn't that clever? Wow. Huh? So now you've got, in Kosovo, the KLA turned TMK. In America, you've got the street gangs turned into guardian angels. Number of street gangs with red berets on. There's nothing new under the sun. They talk about, they practice, they rehearse. They teach the street gangs police operations. They'll use them to a point, then they'll kill them. Always works that way. They're promised rewards. Carte blanche to do what you want to. No law, really. Organized anarchy. So why let the street gangs flourish like they did? Well, to use them because of their lust and desire for control and whatever, to allow them a certain latitude. They create a rank structure, assign uniforms, but they're expendable. Anytime they want, they can kill them. They will. For their own use. Now, a lot of military bases have done training with them. They've brought over other countries, the Gurkha, Canadians, Belgium, German, Singapore, because they're not Americans. Therefore, it'll be easier for them to kill an American. Have no interest here at all. But God's in control. They'd done a long time ago if God wasn't in control, but God's in control. A number of forces spread out through 10 regions. The 10 regions, by Nixon, later by FEMA. Regionalism is nothing more than Balkanism. And every state is a part of this agenda. 10 governors, 10 UN administrators, 5 states each for each region. And the states must secede, so it's easier to administer it under the FEMA. So there's got to be some kind of incident to cause them to start seceding from the Union. They tried to do this in Civil War, didn't they? Yeah. Did we ever learn anything at all? They'll send all of our forces overseas with substandard equipment. They'll disarm our troops. They'll say, SEAL team, special forces, we got to evacuate. Oh, I needed to mention this a long time ago. They'll tell you we have to evacuate. Get on this ship, this plane, this cargo ship. But before you get on, for your safety, you got to turn your weapons in. You know what they're going to do to you? They've already done this. 2 countries already done this, actually. America, and I think Russia's did. They'll have you get on the plane, but you got to turn your weapons in. Destroy them first, whatever. They don't care. But you can't get on the plane without getting your weapon up. Well, what's going to happen there, soldiers, special forces, SEALs, is when you land and you come off that plane, you'll be surrounded by the host military, and you're unarmed. In every country, that'll happen. They've already done that in one country just this past month ago with American forces. Turn your weapon in before you get on the plane. That's a practice. But next time when you come off the plane, in every country, the host country will have a weapon surrounding that plane. You see what they got planned? That's how they got their ideas. To bring in this North American Union, UN troops to administer it, our own country will do this, as will the other countries as well. Now, I'm giving you all today a little more detail than I did yesterday about what we're talking about. I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. I'm going to add to it. And I'll do this all week. This is not going to be just, this is a week-long operation I have today, Thursday and Friday. No way possible to cover all this in just 1 or 2 days. It's no way possible. It's so massive. And I'm going to give you details. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm sort of going back over to see now how much more I can tweak. When you start blaming Obama, remember Obama is nothing more than a puppet, just like all the other presidents are. It's the Vatican. It's the Jesuits. It's the Knights of Malta. It's the Knights of Columbus. It's the Rhodes Scholars. Your lying Wesley Clark. Jerry Boykin. Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, all these are members of the CFR, or Council of Foreign Relations, or Knights of Malta, Knights of, you all get tired of me saying that, don't you? I make sure you understand it. Make sure there's no question. That's where it's coming from. And those involved realize you're also going to be targeted. You know, sometimes I am redundant. Redundancy teaches. I can't be assured that when I say it one time that it's going to sink in every time. But if you hear it enough, it'll become regular words for you. And you'll say, well, I just don't believe this. I'm going to find out myself. I sure hope you do. Because that's what I'm trying to push for. You know, most of the major wars, all the political upheavals, economic depression, recession of the 20th century, were carefully planned, instigated by all the machinations of these elite. That includes World War I, well, actually, Revolutionary War, which we lost, War of 1812, which we lost, Civil War, which we lost. How do you win a war when you're fighting each other? When's people going to understand this? FEMA, militia group, when are you all going to come together and realize you're being jerked around by the Jesuits and secret societies that work with you? They work with you. World War One, the sinking of the Maine, Spanish-American War, World War One, World War Two is just continuation of World War One. That's all it was. World War Two, we just brought over 10,000 Nazis into America. We didn't win the war. They just signed an agreement that we'll just bring you all over. We destroyed Japan for no reason. You know who planned Pearl Harbor? FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor, not only to kill their soldiers, but also our soldiers and people. We firebombed Tokyo, like UK, made Nagasaki and Hiroshima like little squirt guns. What we did to Tokyo was beyond imagination. Nagasaki and Hiroshima, atomic bomb, nothing more than icing on the cake. And they were already surrendering to the Vatican. They already surrendered. They were quitting, but they had to be a fire sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, a testing of the nuclear bomb. So they picked the Japanese people. They're already surrendering. They quit. Killed them anyway. Truman. Bad news. Nothing but a little old puppet boy. That's all it was. World War One, end was determined already. World War Two, the end was determined already, but didn't end up a new world order, but they still fixed it. We still continued on with 10,000 Nazis over here, including Hitler. He died in 1966. The Great Depression was set up in 1910. The Bolshevik Revolution, the rise of Nazi Germany, both was funded by Wall Street. Vietnam War was fixed. Korean War was fixed. Gulf War was designed to kill off our troops also by a created disease linked up to Ebola and HIV from Fort Detrick, Maryland, called the Gulf War Syndrome, including minute amounts of nerve agent was put on our troops, and they were told to ignore the chemical detectors because they didn't want anybody reacting. They wanted them to suck in that nerve agent. The vaccinations, I got an article confirming that the Air Force was given expired anthrax vaccinations. Yes, they were. Veterans, you've been targeted. I told you, generals. Do they have no courage? They got courage in the battlefield, but no courage otherwise? I said, your courage doesn't stop on a battlefield. Your courage continues on against Congress, against presidents, against commanders that want to put your troops in peril. Your courage, that's what you're paid for, general and colonel. Not to take some stupid secret oath from some secret society that's hell-bent and for leather to kill off your own Americans. Then what's wrong with you people? I still think in D.C. they must give them a lobotomy or something when they become 3-star, 4-star generals. Anyway, the Gulf War, war in Kosovo, It's all pre-planned set up. War in Kosovo, they want the Kosovars to move out now. They used them already. I told the Albanians there when I worked there. I said, Tom, why don't you like Clinton and Bush? I said, because they're using you, man. He said, you can't trust my country's government. And I was right. They want the gold out of Kosovo. Now they're going to go against the Kosovars. Man, this makes me so mad. Because you got good Albanians. You got good Serbs. Good people. Are being taken advantage of. So, trumped up war. Instigation of trumped up war. His family not going to like this, I'm going to tell you anyway. As a cover for amassing fortunes that dates back to the 12th century. Carried on from generation to generation. With only a core group of 9 members of secret society of this elite called the Knights Templar. Yeah, most of them are Irish, not a Jew among them. Roman Catholic. They kicked off the Crusades to stop what they'd started with funding the Islam. Used Islam. Islam got too powerful and wanted to come to Europe, so they kicked off the Crusades. The Vatican created Islam. The Vatican created the invasion of Northern Africa by Islam. They got too powerful. Knights Templar was set up to stop them. Lasted for half a century or more. King of France was leery about the Knights Templar. They exist today. They control the finances, not the Jews. The Jews are the fall guys. The fake Jews are fake Jews. Hello, fake Jews? Synagogue of Satan in Israel today? Oh, yeah. Hagee better wake up. That boy, he's out in lunch. Star of David? It's the crest of Solomon. It's witchcraft. Just like our pentagram on the stars and stripes. Family, y'all better wake up. And then they eventually resurfaced in Portugal and Malta as the Knights of Malta. Scotland is the Scottish Rites of Freemasonry. That is your enemy. Kennedy talks about it. And that's what got him killed. Larry McDonald talked about it. That's what got him killed. They tend to kill people and talk about them. The acquisition and consolidation of greater wealth, political power, and control, the motivating forces which drives the decisions of the New World Order. Majesty 12, Illuminati, Order of the Quest, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, the Executive Committee, the Council of Foreign Relations, that even members of the Council of Foreign Relations, some of them don't even know. PI-40 Committee, the Jason Group, Club of Rome, the group, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Illuminati in London, the Open Friendly Secret Society, Rosicrucians, which Ron Paul's a member of, his wife's an Eastern Star, Brotherhood of the Dragon for Snake, the Russell Trust, Russell's Illuminati, Black Families of Europe, not skin black, but black families, satanic families of Europe. Skull and Bones, Scroll and Key, Knights of Malta, Illuminati Arm of the Freemasons. Many, many, many more groups. That is the enemy. And they exist in every country. Using their own military as cannon fodder. In every country. Against every citizen. The one thing they got in common are secret societies, elite groups, and use us all as pawns in their game. You know, there was a quote by a communist leader, a presidential candidate, which kind of lays it out too. Norman Mattoon Thomas said, he lays it out right there, he was a Socialist Party candidate for president of the United States, Norman Thomas, who died in 1968. He said in a 1944 speech, and I quote, The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism. Under the name of liberalism, we've never heard that before, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. He went on to say in the speech, I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. Now, Republican Party, don't even think about putting your chest out. Because your hierarchy in the Republican Party, Council of National Policy, Council of Foreign Relations, are there to start the wars to kill off our children and to cause death. That's what the Republican Party is for. Military-industrial complex. Spending. Death. Destruction. Democrat Party, you're working on the communist agenda to socialize Americans. Yes, you are. And the Democrats don't even know that. Republicans, your hierarchy in the Republican Party, they deal in death. And the two work together, by the way, at the Council of Foreign Relations. You got that now? To bring us to a new world order. And tomorrow I'll continue talking about the North American Union and the National Police. I'm not done by no stretch of the imagination. I got tons more to talk about. Today was more detailed than it was yesterday. Tomorrow, I hope, will be more detailed, and we'll move right along. Tonight, Bible study, live. And on watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And reminds you before we go here shortly, it looks like, my broadcasts and Bible studies are played also up in highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. He has sponsors up there. He has several towers that just support those three states, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So to help him, he does have bills. I mean, as a result of having these towers, quite large, and you can sponsor up his sponsors. You can find their names on his website, highpointradio.net. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, of which mainly I use it for my broadcasts and archives of my broadcasts on MP3s. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And I got a personal one, Tom Gamble, but I don't operate that one too much. A lot of people put stuff on there. But my main focus is Jesus Christ. And Watchman for Jesus Facebook is what I really focus on. Family, I am trying to inform people of how deep this conspiracy goes. It goes way past church. It goes way past your politics. It all comes together in one agenda. You know, well, I can't really tell you that now because I'm starting to get into another area, but Brock Chisholm, director of the World Health Organization, had a major impact. So did John Dewey in education. But Brock Chisholm brought it all together. He died in 1971, born 1896. First head of the World Health Organization laid the blame for war and human conflict squarely at the feet of parents and Sunday school teachers. That's what he did. From the beginning, he said, fed the children the poisonous certainties of the Bible. Can we identify the reasons why we fight wars? Many of them are easy to list: prejudice, isolationism, the ability to emotionally and uncritically believe unreasonable things. He did a lot to destroy this country with his other secret society members. Heading toward the new social order, but they can't have it until God allows it to happen. And the way God will allow it to happen is when we pull away from God. But when we do, and they get it, it's a short-lived victory. You know what he said? September 11th, 1954. The people who have been taught to believe whatever they were told by their parents or teachers are the people who are the menace to the world, unquote. The people who've been taught to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace to the world, unquote. He said this in Asilomar, California, at a teacher's conference, September 11th, 1954. That goes along with Dr. Chester Pierce and all the others to change the education, to change the country, to change the children to accept the new order by eliminating the baby boomers, corrupting the minds, isolating the minds of the millennials, their children, and then further, the children of the millennials leading to the year 2025. They have an actual deadline. People only knew this, even the people involved, if they only knew what really was going on behind the scenes. And it's doggone, it's documented. Well, family, I'm coming to the end here. Tomorrow I'm going to continue to give you more of their little secrets, give more of how they operate. And by knowing this, you know how to expose it, slowing it down. By knowing this, you know what to pray against. By knowing it, you may be convinced those to get out of it to save their soul. Judgment must come down upon them. But souls being saved is the bottom line of even getting them out of it. You're not going to stop it because we don't want to really stop it. We want to slow it down because judgment will come upon a sinful world. That's a given. To Jesus to come, there must be judgment. That's Daniel's 70th week. 7 years hadn't started yet. But we're really close. And that's the other thing, is knowing how close we are by knowing that the events that's taking place. That's the signs of the times. Family, we got a lot of signs of the times this time also. No pun intended. Y'all have a good night. And know that you've won through Jesus. He is your only salvation. King James Bible tells you all about it. The others just kind of, shall we say, leave things out. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. Hit the ground running about the New World Order, North American Union, National Police Force, and what makes it up. We'll see y'all tonight or tomorrow. Have a good night, and God bless you. It's Tom Gamble. I'm your watchman, signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.